A tall, dark-haired man stepped from the building, wearing jeans and a T-shirt, with the company logo on the back. He was grinning as he pulled the door closed behind him, and he whistled a tune as he walked. His gaze met Julia's as he reached for the truck door, and he paused. Then his eyes opened wide in apparent recognition. For a split second, Julia saw herself as she had been, sitting at the stop sign in her glossy black BMW, wearing a prim suit, her hair short and stiff, with designer sunglasses covering her eyes. Ringo barked, bounded across her lap, and pushed his head past her to hang out the window and bark happily at the man. Julia flinched as her world tilted sideways, and she returned to the present, sitting back in the old pickup truck, her loose curls tossed by the wind, with the dog jumping on her worn jeans. Her mind went blank, and the now familiar chasm opened beneath her. Grasping for reality, she squirmed in her seat. She hated the vacuum moments that followed her flashbacks. She felt as if they swallowed her whole. She couldn't think. Couldn't remember why she was there or where she'd been going. Her face burned with embarrassment. Ringo's paws scrambled on her lap as he put his front paws on her chest. His stubby back legs danced on her lap, and his tail wagged as he looked into her eyes, as if to say, "Mom, there's a man! There's a man!" The little dog bounded back to the window, his ears flopping and tongue lolling. The man paused next to his truck, perplexed by Julia's vacant stare. His dark hair shone in the sun as time slowed. Then he lifted his hand from the door handle of his truck and walked across the parking lot toward her. When he reached Julia's truck, he patted Ringo's head and scratched behind his ears. "Hey, little fella." His gaze lifted to Julia and he smiled, his blue eyes crinkling at the edges. "You must be Julia. Welcome to town." Feeling confused as to how the man could possibly know her name, she managed a weak smile. "Do I know you?" "Oh, sorry. I'm Chad Howard. I'll be delivering your furniture. We don't get many people here from New York, so I figured it must be you." Her expression darkened. She had come here to find a place where no one knew her or anything about her. He pointed to the back of her truck. "You have New York plates?" Her mouth snapped closed and she nodded, relieved, then extended her hand around the wiggling dog. "Oh, right. I'm Julia Arnold." He shook her hand and stepped back from the truck. "Well, I guess I'll see you in the next few days." She lifted her hand to say goodbye, and Ringo barked. Driving through the intersection, she sighed and pushed the dog from her lap, determined not to berate herself. They had warned her that the flashbacks and blank moments would continue to happen. But she was okay. She did have New York plates, so people would know she was from out of town. Apprehension and despondent gloom filled her heart, but she pushed them back. She could do this. Chad stood rubbing the dark stubble on his jaw as he watched the pickup truck move down the street. Julia had been a surprise. Something about her wide, dark eyes had moved him in an unfamiliar way. Unsure what exactly had struck him, besides her delicate features, soft curls and silken voice, he shrugged and turned back to his truck. She wasn't really his type. He'd see her again on Thursday. His delivery business contracted to various moving companies who used the large modular-style containers, picking them up in Pittsburgh to drive them to local destinations. But rarely did one come to Smithville. Walking back to his truck, he considered the address for the delivery. He'd grown up in Smithville, and he knew pretty much every person and address in town. Like most of his friends, he'd left for college at 18, then had lived in Philly for 5 years, managing a hub for United Package Service. But he'd returned to Smithville last year to start his own delivery company. Julia's delivery would be going to an old Victorian mansion farther down the highway. The house was on the verge of falling down, if he remembered correctly. And it would take a wealth of both endurance and funding to make the place livable. Come to think of it, he'd seen Mac the plumber at the house last month. Steve, his contractor buddy, had also mentioned he was replacing a wood shingle roof on a Victorian. He'd have to ask the guys if they'd been working on Julia's place. He climbed into the pickup truck and backed from the lot. Heading down the highway, he rolled down the window to savor the cool breeze and wondered why someone from New York City would want to move to Smithville. He loved the old town, but then he'd been compelled to seek the peace and quiet that was impossible to find in Philly. His folks were getting older, rarely leaving the house these days.